Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we are here with Ira Genevieve, our very talented book cover artist. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm very good, thank you. I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm very nervous.
It's wonderful to have you on, and I'm looking forward to being able to talk with you for the rest of this interview.
Same here. Thank you for the invitation.
It's wonderful having you on. Thank you for accepting. So, I want to jump right into it. How did you decide to be an artist in general?
Oh, it's a long story, like a lot of artists before me. I've been drawing as a hobby since I was a child, but only recently, like 2 years ago, I decided to actually make it a career. And this year, I'm going full time.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so art has been something that's been in your entire life that you've decided that's kind of been since childhood a passion of yours then.
Yes. I've been drawing on paper initially. I think I was like six, and then I started to draw digitally just to create my characters with some friends of mine, and that just evolved until today when I'm drawing illustrations for other people.
It sounds like an awesome progression from a passion to something that's developing into a full-time career path for you.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm very grateful that I get to do what I like and also live of it because it's an important part. Yeah.
And so you have being an artist in general, and then there's also book cover art. How did you decide to become a book cover artist?
That's actually a very funny story because I didn't decide myself. One of my private clients, I've drawn for them for a book of theirs, and then they said, "Hey, I'm working with this publishing company. Would you like me to introduce you to them?" And that's how it started. I took the opportunity. It was a challenge at first, but I'm glad I did.
Okay, so it actually started from just doing it for one person and that introduction leading into going into book cover art as a whole.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you've done paper art as part art on paper as well as digital art. What other types of art do you do professionally?
Right now, I don't draw on paper anymore. That was just when I was little. Professionally, I do mostly digital art, illustrations, different styles. I'm quite versatile and I can adapt to everything that the clients desire. So I'm trying to challenge myself every time I draw something. I don't know how to categorize them though.
Okay, yeah, I guess if you're doing a bunch of different styles for people, it can be kind of hard to pin it down to a type of art, right?
Yeah. Mostly I like to draw storytelling stuff, like illustrations, like I mentioned. I can draw also in a anime style a bit. Yeah. I don't really draw animals, if that's something that you'll be interested in.
Okay, so yours is more landscapes and characters.
Characters mostly, yeah.
Okay. Now, for this the artistic process, would you say that your process for book covers is different than the other types of art that you create?
I will say yes, mostly because in a book cover, I don't control the process. When I draw for myself or for other clients, I have a bit more control over how things are going. But when I'm drawing a book cover, I have to wait for feedback and to adapt everything for the feedback. It's I would say a bit longer, but also a bit more difficult because with a book cover, when you draw for people's lifetime work, because some people just put their whole life in these stories they're writing. I have to kind of get in their mindset, like what do they actually want to see from this book cover? What do they actually want to feel when they look at this book cover? With a private commission, which is sometimes just a character, it's a bit easier because I have the references, I just draw it.
And so there's fewer references to work with when it comes to book covers, and there's a lot more kind of artistic take that has to be, and creativity that has to be applied to somebody else's ideas of what it should be.
Exactly, yeah, and that's quite difficult because on one hand I have artistic freedom, but on the other hand I don't. It's difficult.
I can imagine that's kind of a hard push and pull.
Yeah, yeah. But the people from Cinnabar are doing an amazing job to make everything smooth and easy as possible.
I'm glad that you've been enjoying working with us, Cinnabar Mall. Would you say that the process for becoming a cover artist from just being an artist for illustrations and such, would you say that transition was difficult for you?
It was a bit difficult because it kind of changed everything I was doing before. When I'm drawing for private clients or for myself, they kind of know what they want. I also know what they want. So I don't really need to do many thumbnails, many explorations, just basic stuff. But with a book cover, some authors, they know what they want, but they really don't. So there's a lot of there's a lot of exploration that has to be done first, and that's the part that I actually struggled a bit with in the beginning, but now I kind of got used to it.
Okay, so the kind of contrast between someone having an idea of, okay, if my character looks like this for an illustration versus I have this idea for a cover that, and it's not as specific, but it is still a very clear picture in their heads they have to try and articulate to you. There's always yes. that little bit that's lost in translation.
Yes, yes. And it's also, like, I don't know how to explain this without sounding mean, but sometimes some authors have particular things that they want on the covers that I, as an artist, don't really see them fit together. So there's also the struggle to make things still look good while still keeping everything that the author wants. And it's not their fault because you want your book to represent your entire story. So there are a lot of elements that you want to be there, but sometimes not all of them work.
Yeah, I think that a book, you know, has this full rich story that they want to encapsulate, but every piece can be difficult to put into a single image, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now with the process of creating book covers and going through it and experiencing it, what would you say has been the most surprising thing about that creative process?
The most surprising thing, it sounds a bit weird, but it was the diversity of the books I'm drawing for. I know I should have thought about it, but for some reason I didn't. But now every time I'm getting a new book, a new contract, I'm so excited to see what it is about and what I help bring up to life, because in the end, that's what it's about.
Yeah, the process of bringing out a lot of different genres and different styles.
Yeah, and a lot of different people, because you can see from their descriptions and their back blurbs and etc., you can see the personality of the authors, and I think that's quite interesting. Every book is not only different by genre, I don't know how to pronounce that, but also, I don't know, they have their personality. It's very interesting to me.
And so you've done quite a few diverse covers. For example, the playfulness of the middle grade cover for The Secret Benefits of Invisibility versus the more minimalist approach to the cover of The Next Witness, and then the emotional depth seen in the cover for The Secrets That Kill Us, just to list some books from Cinnabar Moth. How did you master all these different diverse styles?
Oh, I can't say I mastered them. Because, like I said, it's they are so different between themselves. For example, right now, I won't say the name, but I'm working on another middle grade book. And it's totally different than what you would expect from the secret benefits of invisibility. Every book, I think I'm trying to treat as its own thing. As for the styles, I don't know. I just try to do my best with every one of them. And the feedback from Cinnabar and also the authors, it's always super valuable because For example, you mentioned The Next Witness. Initially, I had a completely different vision about it. I was doing a scene with a lot of people, with the main character middle, but then the author said, no, I would like something more like this. And then in the end, I liked that idea a lot more than mine. So it's just like winging it in the end.
And so it's sort of a collaborative process for you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so with making book covers and having those be out there and representing these books, there's also cases where it leads to it being seen around the world. For example, seen on billboards, featured in press releases, in magazines, being in bookstores globally. How does it feel to know that your art, something that you've created, is being seen in all these places around the world?
It's amazing. Because you wouldn't think, I don't know how to say, because I should have thought, like, I'm drawing book covers. It's normal to see them physically, but it's not normal until you do see it in physical form. I think a few weeks ago, I've seen one of the books I've drawn for. I've seen it in physical form for a person that bought it and reviewed it, and I had such an amazing feeling because, hey, that is my art in someone's hand. Just imagining that it's on featured press releases and magazines and etc. It's unreal.
Yeah, I imagine something when you're going into it, you're aware of, but you don't necessarily connect with it, right? It's like, yeah, thinking about it, of course, they're going to be everywhere that the books are. But when you're doing it, it's just, I'm making this one cover.
Yeah.
And so when you go through this process and you finish a cover, do you do anything to celebrate?
If you're thinking like parties or stuff like that, no. But with every book, I feel like I grow a bit more, I learn a bit more. So every time I'm just showing it to my friends and like, hey, I finished this, look how cool it looks. I guess you can say that's a celebration in itself.
Okay, so you do share your work and your excitement with your friends and the people around you.
Just in closed spaces. I know I can't show it online until it's revealed, which is amazing. But yeah.
And so with that, and I imagine you have this excitement when you finish, but do you also feel that excitement again with the cover reveals that happen?
Oh yes, because I actually didn't expect this. When I was waiting for the first book reveal I've drawn for, it was such a... I find it difficult to explain because it was such a surprise. I connected with the person with the author, and then they wrote me and thanked me, and everybody was praising the book too. And then I learned more about the author, like one-on-one, because in the process, I don't really connect with them one-on-one personally. And now every time there's a book reveal, I wait for it because I get to meet the author in a way. It's really fun.
That does sound very nice. You're able to connect with all these authors that you've done some work with, but don't necessarily connect with until that reveal fully happens. And then you have the opportunity to be more open with them and communicate with them.
Yeah, yeah. I still have authors that tag me in their posts or still thank me for their books. It's really nice.
And so what does your family and what do your friends think about your job as a book cover artist? It's a bit of an unconventional career choice.
It is. My family, for example, it's a bit worried that it's not going to be consistent enough for me to live off. That's why I actually opened Patreon lately, and I'm trying my best. I think it's going to be all right. My followers, I actually don't know. They didn't really comment on them, but I do get some likes on it. And my friends are very supportive. If it wasn't for my friends and my partner, I wouldn't be where I am today because they kind of gave me the push to go full time, like to grab the dream. And I'm very grateful for them.
And so your partner and your friends have been there to give you the confidence to continue striving for this dream that you've had your entire life.
Yes, yes.
And it's taken a form maybe a little bit different than what you expected, but it's still something that they support you in and that you've been able to find excitement in and have a good time with.
Yes, yes. It's not that different if you think about it, because my initial dream was to draw for games like Magic the Gathering, like League of Legends, etc.
Okay.
And I'm still bringing characters and stories and stuff like that to life. So it's not that different. It is, but it's not.
And so that is a very similar thing, I guess, because you are still producing for a larger form of media than just the art itself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think that book covers and book cover art is respected as art in the art world?
I would say yes, if you know about it. I think it's a bit of a misconception that only big franchises like The Song of Ice and Fire, like Harry Potter, etc., they get to have this hand-drawn, personalized book covers, while other stories that are not that known just get some edited, a bit low-quality things. It's a bit mean to say it, but I think a lot of people think like that. But once you are in this industry, you know it's not the case. It's like, if you are in there, you know it's not the case, and it's a respected and a real job. But if you are not in this, it's like, a book cover, what's so special about it?
And so it's kind of a lack of transparency in the industry. It makes people assume, oh, it's just something that somebody took, like a pre-made image, a stock image, did a little bit of editing, and it's done.
Yes, I think it's actually because people think, oh, you're self-publishing, but are you writing something like on Wattpad? No, no shame to Wattpad people. There are some amazing stories in there, but a lot of people just think it's less professional, quote-unquote.
I think there's a lot of misconceptions with a lot of things in publishing, actually, not just book covers. And I think interviews like these, where we have these conversations, can help people who don't know learn a little bit more about the process.
Yeah, yeah. That would be amazing.
So for your art and your career, do you want book cover creation to be the main type of art that you create? Or are you hoping to be able to expand into other industries? I know you mentioned video game art earlier.
If you ask me this at the beginning of my journey with Cinnabalmont, I would say I wouldn't want it to be my main thing. But right now, I think I do. I wouldn't mind if it is.
Okay. And so what do you think caused that change from your initial thought of to now being more confident, saying, yes, I do?
I think the consistency I have, like consistent work I have with Cinnabalmont, and I actually don't know. Like, I can't pinpoint it right. This made me change my mind. But thinking right now, would I be able, or would I want another job to work for a gaming company? I don't know. I don't think so. Because right now, I have work to do, but at the same time, I still have time for my own things, my own art and followers and etc. So I think right now, I'm very good the way it is.
And so you're enjoying kind of the balance that you have currently with the amount of work that you have, as well as the amount of freedom that you have.
Yes, yes.
I think that's a good thing. I think a lot of people often struggle with finding that kind of work balance versus private balance.
Yeah, I think it's especially for artists, it's such a big struggle because if you don't do something, you feel like you're unproductive, so you feel guilty. But if you keep doing things, you just burn out and you just end up doing nothing. So it's, yeah.
I think that is a key thing to keep in mind. Yeah, and so I want to follow up on with book cover creation and with books that are, you know, that have the covers that you've drawn and the work that you've done for them. If a book with your cover on it were to become a bestseller, would that be exciting for you?
Oh, okay. You can you imagine? Yes. Yes, it will be. Like imagine my country, it's a bit I'm from Romania, and in my country it's a bit difficult to find books unless they are bestsellers. So imagine it coming into my country and friends and family and having it in their hands and be like, "Oh, look at this cover. It's so cool." Yeah, it's by me.
Yeah, I imagine that'd feel amazing, even to have that be something you could talk about with your family and friends, but also to know just for yourself, I did that.
Yeah.
So if you had a cover that was on a bestseller, do you think you'd want to celebrate in that in some way?
Oh, yeah. That, I think that one will be celebrating. Worth celebrating. Yeah, it will be.
And so we at Cinnabar Moth, we are very lucky to have your art on our covers. We appreciate the work that you've done. It's very beautiful and well done. And we do nominate the covers for awards. If you were to get an award for the work that you've done with these book covers, would you want to travel to award events?
Oh, there are so many circumstances and questions in the middle, but in big words, yes, I would love to.
So, if you were to go to an award event, do you have someone that you think you would take with you?
Oh, probably my partner.
That makes sense. Your partner is the person closest to you. And so, this is, of course, assuming that it was possible, right? I mean, currently, with the way the world's going with COVID and everything, as well
Yeah.
as with just potential financials and such, that may be difficult. But if everything was in place, that'd be something that you'd be excited to do.
Yes. Yes,
Awesome.
it will.
Now, if thinking about the awards that are possible, do you have any awards in mind that, if possible, you'd like to win this specific art award?
Don't really do what I do with like a word like that or a word like that in mind, so I didn't really think about it. It's more like big or small, if I win, it's a win.
And so for you, just having the recognition of being like, hey, people thought my art was awesome enough to get an award is enough for you. I
Yes, exactly.
think that's a great mindset to have of just being like, I'm doing my art and I'm putting it out there, and if people like it, that's what's important.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to follow. Of course, there are doubts and moments where I'm a bit meh, but yeah, we keep going forward.
And so, with the idea of the covers that you've produced being on bestsellers and, you know, circulating the world, really, there's this potential aspect to it of becoming famous and very well known, right?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of, would you like to be famous enough that people recognize you on the street, or do you think you'd enjoy your privacy more?
As you can see, I don't really use my real name. I imagine it is my artist name. I do try to keep a bit of a separation between the two because sometimes I'm lucky enough that my followers at the moment don't do that, but I'm also still small. But sometimes a lot of people forget that behind an artist is a real person. So I'm trying to keep my private life private as much as possible. I'm not that much of a private person. As you can see, I'm very talkative. So sometimes I will just say things or just show things. But I do want to have a bit of separation. And to answer your question, I think I would like my artist persona to be famous, but me to be private, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. You have your alias and who you are as Ira Genevieve.
Yeah.
And you'd like that to become well known, and your art and your work to be well known. But you'd still like to have, you know, your private life be private.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's awesome. And I think that with the work that you've been doing, that it'd be amazing if you got the recognition for the beauty of the covers that you've created for us. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of your work as it comes out and to working with you more in the future as well.
Thank you. Same here.
And I'd like to thank you, Ira, for talking with me today and for being on the Writer's Triangle. And thank you to all of our beautiful moths for listening. Ira, can you tell us where we can find you for social media?
Yes, you can find me mainly on Twitter. That's where I post most. I also have an Instagram account, a Tumblr account, or you can also find me on Patreon if you'd like to support me.
Could you let the listeners know what your Twitter is?
I'm at Genevieve, just like my name.
Okay. And for all everybody listening, be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com where you can check out the transcripts, and we'll also have the link to Ira's social media. Ira, once again, thank you for coming on today. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It was a pleasure for me too. Thank you for having me, and I hope we can do this again in the future.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.